Welcome to the Akeen Mind Podcast. I'm Jude, a licensed therapist and mindfulness meditation teacher. Most of us struggle with stress and feel overwhelmed when we can't keep up with life's demands. I teach mindfulness and meditation because it really helps people find more joy and peace in life. And in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the importance of having intentions and setting them at the beginning of your meditation practice. But not only at the beginning of meditation practice, but reminding yourself how important intentions are as frequently as you can during the day. Because the truth is that we all get distracted and things pull us away from being present. And when we get overwhelmed with stress, we might lash out towards other people in ways that aren't really consistent with our core values and what matters to us. So stay tuned for the talk, and following the talk, there'll be a guided meditation. So what's happening when you're not really liking yourself? Well, many times it's because we're caught up in an intention of fear. Maybe when we feel like we're not doing well enough or falling short in some way, during these times, we have a tendency to really turn on ourselves, punish ourselves. Or maybe we pretend that everything is okay, pushing down the punishing thoughts that might arise or the negative feelings that are coming to the surface. Smile and go about your day like everything is fine. But maybe you notice in the process that you're reaching for things that make you feel differently. Maybe you're eating more sugary foods, more carbs, drinks, whatever. Anything to make you feel differently or to numb some of the pain. Maybe you're spending more time on your phone, the internet, or any number of distracting behaviors. We can't really be our best selves when we're in a habitual state of self-criticism or self-punishment, or if we're perpetually trying to escape difficulty. The only way we're going to develop a deeper sense of compassion is to learn to be with what is present in the here and now. I love what Jack Kornfield says about this. He says that compassion that does not include yourself is incomplete. Now, I often ask people to connect to their deepest and most sincere intentions, but many people aren't really certain of what their intentions are. Well, intention is about looking for your capacity for love and truth and for that intention to be sincere. And our capacity for love is really an innate human quality. So it's not like something that you need to go and find or discover. It's something that's already inside of you, and we're just attempting to pay closer attention to what these intentions are and to uncover them. Because as I've mentioned before, mindfulness is not something that you need to go out and acquire. It's something that you already possess inside. So it's just a matter of paying closer attention to what's present. Our intentions really need to be felt in the body. Not just like a nice idea, like, hey, I want to be happier. Now, that also could be a sincere intention, that you want to be happy. But in order for it to be sincere, it needs to be felt in the body, not just thought of in the mind. However, sometimes the work of developing and cultivating intentions may feel like the body really isn't involved at all. It's just a cognitive exercise. So there's no need to worry if you've been listening to the show for a while or you've been meditating for a while and you come up with your intention and you don't seem to feel anything. There's no need to judge or criticize. Sometimes it takes some work to get down into our sincere intentions, and this can come along with practice and practicing sensing and feeling what's going on in the body. So many people I work with are used to pushing their feelings aside in a way and not really experiencing them because they think, gosh, I don't have time for this. And I mean, I feel the same way sometimes, like, gosh, I don't have time for this. But if we don't make the time to be with ourselves and to be with really what is present, we can't sense and feel into what matters most to us. When we're stressed out, it's hard to remember these intentions. And that's why having a mindfulness practice is one of forgetting and remembering, because we all forget. There have been so many times along the path of practicing mindfulness that I have forgotten. Because that is our human nature, is to really forget, which is why it's so important for us to become intentional about remembering to be present with what is here in this moment, and then reconnecting with what really matters to us. I'd like to share a brief story that I heard on Tara Brach's podcast. And if I'm remembering correctly, this story is about some meditation teachers that were going into the prison, and they were providing an 8-week meditation class to the prisoners. And this is a story about Vanessa. And Vanessa was over 6 feet tall with bright red hair, tattoos over her whole body, and she was known as a bully in the prison. She protected some women and relentlessly intimidated and insulted others. During the meditation classes, as everyone else would be a part of the discussion, she would just sit there with her arms crossed, scowling, but she never missed a session of the 8 weeks. And at the conclusion of the class on week 8, each person was sharing what they had learned. And her comment was, well, what I really liked was the poem about the pirate. And she was referring to the poem by Thich Nhat Hanh, "Call Me By My True Name." A few verses from that poem. I am the frog swimming happily in the clear pond, and I am also the grass snake who, approaching in silence, feeds itself on the frog, on the 12-year-old girl refugee, on a small boat who throws herself into the ocean after being raped by a sea pirate, and I am the pirate. My heart not yet capable of seeing any loving. Please call me by my true name so I can hear all my laughs and cries at once, so I can see that my joy and pain are one. Call me by my true name so I can wake up, so the door of my heart can be left open, the door of compassion. She said that she liked this poem as it helped her know something. And as she spoke so softly, she said, all my life, I thought I was the bad one, the problem one, and now I know I'm suffering too. Group was totally quiet and still. She had tears in her eyes, but everyone was kind of looking at the floor, respecting her words. After that class, it was reported by word of mouth that she had changed in a deep way. She was a sad, much quieter person who was really beginning to come to terms with the realness of her own suffering. And I believe what she was doing was beginning to tune in to what mattered instead of being caught in her own suffering. It's often not until we recognize our own suffering with kindness that we can move towards our deepest intentions for living. Now, I don't believe that setting intentions is like just this positive thinking that you're just going to convince yourself that you should be happy or that you should be loving. But it's a matter of thinking about what this deep and sincere wish is that you have for your life. And knowing that it's something that's true. It's something that's pure. Something that really we all want. And to get in touch with that feeling as you wish yourself well. And you might notice that your intentions change over time. I mean, one intention that many people have in the practice of mindfulness is the intention of mindful listening, to really listen. You might try that out this week, to have the intention to listen to others. Notice how difficult that may be. Because in listening to others, we can begin to more closely listen to ourselves. Now we're going to transition into a guided meditation. You're invited to make yourself comfortable, yet alert and awake. Bringing your awareness to the body and where it's making contact with the surface beneath you. Seeing if you can allow your body just to be supported without trying to hold it up with excess strain or force. To allow any parts of the body that will let go of tension naturally to do so without forcing. To perhaps just allow the body to relax 5 or 10% more than it already is. As you allow any tightness or tension just to float in your awareness with nothing to do about it. Be curious about what you're able to sense and feel in the body, kind of just scanning through from the top of the head all the way down to the bottoms of the feet. Notice what you can. Warmth, coolness, tingling, tightness. Seeing if you can observe the body just as it is, letting it be. As you remain curious, as you remain friendly, as you're reminded that you're not supposed to be making anything particular happen, you're not striving to get anywhere, you're inviting yourself just to be. As you gently move awareness to breathing, just sensing the breath flow in, and sensing the breath flow out. Where can you detect the breath most easily? Nostrils, back of the throat, chest, belly. Just feel this breath flowing in and out. Noticing when the attention is pulled to thinking, when it's pulled to sensation, the future, the past, judgments, and allowing all of this to be just as it is. As you just breathe with your experiences, shining a spotlight on the breath, not being resistant to what comes up in the mind or through your experiences, but simply noticing, observing with a friendly attention as you breathe in and out. Now you're invited to bring to mind what matters to you, what's important to you, your intention. And again, if you go looking for an intention and you don't find one, Just notice. Rest with breathing. But if there is an intention here, something that feels pure and sincere, whisper this intention to yourself in your mind, or even say it aloud. May I be, may I feel, and fill in the blank or blanks that make sense for you. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I have compassion and understanding for myself just as I am. May I be a loving presence. May I feel free. May I feel loved. Once again, whispering to yourself in your mind, or saying aloud your intentions. See if it's possible to connect the intentions to the body. What can you sense and feel in the body as you meditate on your intentions? See if it's possible to allow these feelings to be as much as they wish or want without trying to produce anything in particular, as you make space and room for the experiences to be, even if there are no intentions present. Just breathing, knowing that they will emerge in their own timing. As you gently, kindly come back to the breath. Just watching this breath flow in and out. This soft touch of the breath. And as you continue to follow along with the meditation, you may decide at times to remind yourself on your own of what the intention is. Why is it important to remember what matters? And see if bringing this intention to mind doesn't reconnect you with what you value. Notice if it impacts the quality of your attention. So that perhaps even this very breath can take on deep meaning and gratitude for life. Noticing the coolness as you breathe in. Observing the warmth as you breathe out. You're invited now to see if you can sense and feel the breath all the way down in the belly. It may even help if you placed a hand over the belly so that you can actually feel the breath expand the belly as you breathe in and watch the belly contract as you breathe out. Just observing the breath. Being present with each breath as it flows in and out. You're invited now to gently move awareness away from the breath and the belly and bring attention now to the oval of the face, the skin of the face. Notice what you can. Warmth, coolness, tingling, tension. See if you can allow the face to be soft, expressionless. Noticing the forehead, letting it be smooth. Observing the eyebrows, releasing any unnecessary tension without forcing. Noticing the eye sockets. Noticing the eyes, eyelids, letting them be, letting them rest. Just as they are. Noticing your nose, nostrils. Noticing the breath and the nostrils. Letting be. Being aware of the cheeks, observing the muscles and the jaw, allowing them to unhinge, softening the muscles of the jaw. Noticing the lips, perhaps where they're touching. Noticing the lips from inside the mouth. Observing the tongue as it rests in the mouth. Seeing if it's possible to relax the tongue all the way to its base. Being aware of teeth, gums. Letting be. You're invited to gently, kindly move awareness now to the shoulders. See if it's possible to sense and feel the shoulders from the inside out. Noticing warmth, coolness, tingling. Is it possible to allow the shoulders to drop away gently from the ears? To begin to imagine the shoulders are like ice melting to water. Ice to water. To imagine the shoulders becoming even lighter as they go from water to gas. Water to gas. Softening. And then gently, kindly, bringing awareness down into the hands. Seeing if you can sense and feel the hands from the inside out. seeing if you can allow them to be open, receptive, at ease. Letting them be. You're invited now to expand awareness to include the body as a whole. And be curious about what you're able to sense and feel here, and notice if there's any place in the body that feels especially tight or tense. If there are no places in the body that feel any tension or tightness, just pick a neutral location in the body. And as you begin to breathe in, imagine that your breath is entering this place of tightness, tension, or neutrality. And the breath is filling up the space. And as you breathe out, just imagine the breath is exiting from the same place of tension or neutrality. Noticing what happens when you breathe into the space of the body. Just observing, knowing that there is no right or wrong thing to observe. They're simply noticing. And then just to sense this body as a whole breathing. Noticing the aliveness, the movement of the body as you sit or lie and breathe. As you're reminded once again, what's brought you here? What matters? What is your intention? Saying it to yourself once again. May I be, may I feel. Fill in the blank or blanks. You're invited to remind yourself of these intentions throughout your day, perhaps during transitions, to remember what matters. Maybe even when you're caught in a moment of stress, to remember, this is what matters. And then gently, kindly coming back to the breath. Just watching it flow in and out. We'll take a few more breaths from this space right here. And you're invited just to listen as I share a quote by Henry Nouwen. He writes, "The real enemies of our life are the oughts and the ifs. They pull us backward into the unalterable past and forward into the unpredictable future. But real life takes place in the here and now." You're invited now to give yourself the gift of coming out of the meditation softly and gently. Thank you all so much for tuning in and listening. And I'm also very grateful for the people who have left reviews and ratings. If you found this show helpful or any of the podcasts helpful, please give me a rating and a comment. That will help other people find the show. And if you have a question for me, if you download the Anchor app, you can send me a question and I could play it on air and respond to your question. Or if you'd rather just send me an email, you can do that at jude@akeenmind.com. Thank you once again. Take care. Until next time.